now on 882 6PR. This is Peter Bell.
10 to 3. Well, the school term is well and truly underway. Hopefully your kids are making a good fist of it at school. And it is difficult sometimes, isn't it, when they bring the homework out and they ask for your help and you haven't been there, or you can't actually recall. That's more to the point. You can't actually recall the formulas and the rules and everything else, and sometimes things have different terminology than what we remembered when we were going through school. So it's worth speaking with Jack Goodman, education expert at yourtutor.com.au. What is the role of the parent with homework? And also, the other question that I'd like to pose for Jack is, what is the role of Google? It's easy, isn't it, to say, oh, just go and Google it. Is that actually helping the kids? Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon.
Do you have a view, first of all, Jack, on exactly, well, say, primary school children, whether you think that some schools are actually asking them to do too much homework?
Well, look, that's the age-old question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And kids will bring the homework home, and some of them will find it easy and manageable and enjoyable, and for some of them, it'll be a chore, and it'll cause a lot of stress and anxiety. And, it's a personal question. It has to do also with just, different schools' approaches. But if homework is well assigned and is used, for the right purpose, and is at an appropriate level and isn't too onerous, and for younger kids, it's a good idea to get a little bit of the habit happening.
Jack, in your travels, in your experience, do you come across a lot of kids who have real anxiety about homework?
Oh, look, completely. And not only in my travels and my work, but I've got three kids myself. And, two are in high school, one's finishing up primary. And homework can be really stressful, both for the kids, but also for the parents. And, we've just recently done a study about the anxiety and stress that homework can cause, and the impact of homework on kids and on families. And it's really fascinating what we found.
Jack, can I ask you then, what is the role of the parent when it comes to homework, and what are some of the things that some of us might get wrong?
Well, as you just alluded to, and I can personally attest, for most of us who've got high school students, high school ourselves was 20, 25, 30 years or more in the rearview mirror. And I don't know about all of your listeners, but I know I've forgotten about 97% of what I learned in high school. So it's actually kind of terrifying what the kids bring home. Even in years 8, 9, 10, forget about the senior years when things get really hectic. And what we found is that the vast majority of parents really aren't either in a position to recall what they learned in a way that's going to be helpful to their children. And also the kids are learning so differently now that the curriculum and technology, so much of the world of education has changed so dramatically that it's, parents' role is really probably shouldn't be helping directly with homework, but more being supportive and assisting their child so that they can hopefully complete their homework to the best of their ability without a lot of stress and anxiety.
One of the issues I have, Jack, is when I look at my children's homework, and they're only primary school, most of the time, not all of the time, most of the time I know what the answer is, but I actually don't know the methodology of how I arrive there.
And that's a really good point. And just exactly what you said is a key fact here, because what do we really want? We want our kids to learn to be two things. One, to be self-sufficient, and to learn the concepts and the thinking for themselves. And so it's really tempting as a parent, if you do know the answer, to just give it to them. And, there's another word for that, which is called cheating. And most parents don't think about it, but when they do give their kids an answer, and it's very hard not to. We've all done it. We want our kids to succeed, right? They're a reflection of our own selves. So we've all given our kids answers. We've been in a rush. It's late at night. We wanted to go to bed. Or we're making breakfast in the morning and they've got to get something ready for the next day. Giving them an answer is a bad thing to do. And if you don't know really how your child's teacher is wanting to teach a concept, then you might be leading them, down the garden path.
And what about the pitfalls of just resorting to the age-old, why don't you just Google it?
Yeah, so look, here's the problem with Google. If I were to tell you there were a website, two things really. First of all, if I were to tell you there's a website that's got a lot of information on it, but it's got a lot of advertising, it's advertising supported, it's a private business, it's not always clear what's paid advertising content and what is credible content. And most of that content is actually not necessarily relevant to the vast majority of questions you might have, then you probably have your doubts. And in fact, that is the case. That is the case with Google. In our research, over 93% of the questions that students have about homework are not the sort of reference type questions that Google's really best at helping with. In fact, they're questions like, you know, solving a geometry problem or cellular division or chemistry or getting feedback on an English essay. And Google doesn't help with any of that. It's really a ready reference. It's like a quick way to find an answer to a specific question that you want to look up. So it's really kind of the alternative to a reference librarian, but it's not going to help most kids 9+ times out of 10.
Jack, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
There's Jack Goodman, education expert at yourtutor.com.au.